This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Jesus is fully man and fully God, correct?
Yes.
The fully man part, did he have a spirit? Not the Holy Spirit, but a soul spirit?
Well, it depends what you mean by spirit. Jesus as a man would have to have a spirit because we have spirits. We're spirit in the form in that we don't have body of flesh and bones because spirit does not have flesh and bones. So that's one condition, one issue. So, yeah, he had a spirit.
Number 5.
Okay. I heard you just now talking about UFOs or something, and I was wondering if what scriptures you have to support that. I've always wondered if that they were true or not.
True deals with validity of statements. So you'd mean are they extant? Do they have existence? The issue here is yes, they exist. Now, how they exist, that's an issue. I've been studying UFO stuff off and on for maybe 30 years, and I've read a lot of material. I've listened to hundreds and hundreds of hours of tapes from people who believe in UFOs, abductees. I've watched videos on TV, read books. And so, you know, I'm not uneducated about them, but I've got a lot more to learn. And the corpus of information is just increasing all the time. All right, so before I get into it, I just want to say that mathematically, no life can form by chance any place in the universe. It's just not possible. And I can go through that math with people as I show it to them. And I know what the Drake equation, for anybody who's listening, it's ridiculous. The Drake equation is laughable. That the mathematics does not allow abiogenesis. It's too impossible.
Number 4.
What are these things? They leave physical prints, physical effects. People are physically affected. There are physical manifestations in the air. People have touched objects. They have seen them on radar, taken photos of them. They have a physical aspect of them. So there's two possibilities. One is that they are demonically manifested, or that they are Nephilim descendant actualities. Now, those are the two main theories that run within the Christian worldview, from what I understand. So the first one is the idea that these demonic forces are there manifesting certain things at certain times so that they can be detected in the physical form. Another theory is that the Nephilim, which are the offspring between the fallen angels and women, which is why the flood occurred, that's a whole other story, that the breeding program continued after the flood, that are Nephilim after the flood. And some think that the aliens might be the continuation of that, and that the breeding program had gone on. And so they are bred to be smaller, and they're very intelligent and have been around for hundreds of years and work technology and have actual UFO craft.
Number 3.
What a lot of people don't know is that Christians typically are never abducted. Only one Christian woman that I've heard of has been abducted, and she had to give permission. They can't do that without permission, but Christians just don't get abducted. And the aliens, apparently, teach theology. The theology is that Jesus is not God. Reincarnation's true. We are all divine. Why would they teach theology?
Wow.
Not every encounter results in that, but it's common across that when theology is discussed, that's what's taught.
Number 2.
Many reports of unbelievers in an abduction situation, they cry out to Jesus, the abduction ends. So there's a lot of this kind of stuff that's like that. Apparently, there's actual implants of objects into people's skin. What's going on with that?
Wow.
And there's one of the biggest UFO events that occurred wasn't Roswell, but it was in England in the 1980s, early 80s. And that one is highly significant because a UFO craft came in on radar, and then the guys went outside and watched, and it was just a couple hundred feet over their head.
Yeah, Matt, I guess we got cut off a minute ago or something.
Oh, no, we didn't. I hung up on you because you can't think critically. You continue to reject God's word. You have the spirit of Antichrist. You're trying to promote heresy. You are a child of the evil one. Things like that. So I've worked with you so many times. I've shown you stuff. You try and show that Jesus is not God. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. I refute you. And then you alter things and God's word, and you don't believe God's word. You're a child of the evil one. your heart has given over to the lie. And if you died today and die without repentance of that, you're going to hell. I don't want that for you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.